The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Is in the bag for Donald Trump on the Republican side and for Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side of things. And it was pretty much a big win for both, meaning they get the delegates, they roll through with the delegates. That was the question, especially with Donald Trump, who had 60% of the statewide vote, more than three-fourths of the results counted plus, actually. We're almost all the way 100% into this. You know, there's always the laggers, and then the next day or two you say, well, with 100% in, bottom line is they both win all the delegates. Clinton, double-digit win in New York. She represented New York in the U.S. Senate. For goodness sake, Trump is a native son of New York. There was a question as to whether or not he would get all of the delegates, but that question's been answered, and now it's time to move on. What's interesting is Trump entered the contest with 756 delegates. Cruz had 559. Kasich had 144. Now, the counts are all over the place, depending on whose poll you look at or count you look at, actually. That's an AP count. But that includes endorsements from delegates who are free to support eeny, meeny, miny, mo, the candidate of their choice. So it makes it mathematically almost impossible for Cruz to win the nomination on the first ballot at the convention in July. But if Trump doesn't have enough delegates to win the nomination on the first ballot in Cleveland, delegates would be allowed to switch to other candidates. This is the rub. This is what's so crazy. And Trump said at his victory party at Trump Tower in Manhattan, we really, really are rocking. He said the party establishment forces that have tried to prevent him from a first ballot victory at the convention are in trouble, and repeated his criticism of a crooked system that allowed Cruz to outmaneuver him and win delegates in a series of state conventions. So there you have it. Clinton's big win in New York followed some massively nasty exchanges with Bernie Sanders, and we haven't really seen this as much between the two of them. So the bottom line is he brought people to parks. I mean, hey, Prospect Park was rocking over the weekend. When you can say, listen, honestly, how do we know the exact count, but it looks like 30,000, that's a pretty big deal. But it doesn't make a difference when it comes to the winning numbers. So that's why Sanders is in the predicament he's in. He'll have some sway, he'll have some push, and of course the biggest thing is, and the most dangerous thing for the Democrats, is if Sanders fans say, you know what, screw it. I am sitting on my hands, I'm not going to vote. Because if they decide to do that, then all of his supporters won't go to Hillary Clinton. And how much do those numbers affect the actual election results? Isn't it interesting? We keep coming back to the same theme, just a different day, different state, but the same theme over and over and over again. The picture looks bleak pretty much for everyone else, but it's not necessarily, let's face it, the Democrats have a candidate that I think a lot of them are not behind, and the Republicans have a candidate, that, I'm talking about establishment people, that they're not really behind. So what do you do? Them's the breaks. That's a Democratic system. Head to head between Clinton and Trump, what happens? How does this thing play out? How could you not be interested in this election, even if you are not politically motivated? Even if you say, I am sick and tired of this, this drags on forever. How could you not be curious about what's happening here? And the answer is, of course, people want to know what's going on. Of course, it matters. Because you're looking at the potentially, whichever it is, whoever it is, the next president. The next president. And people still talk about Hillary scandals sinking her campaign, but tick, 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 it has not happened yet. Has not happened yet. Wow. So there you go. There's your delegates. There's your delegates. I want to say this at the top because, you know, the Flint water crisis is so outrageous, this whole lead deal. I can remember as a kid, anything with lead, lead scares, anything about lead, it was huge news about lead. And any possibility of lead in a school near the water system, let alone, are you kidding me? So now this comes to light that the Michigan Attorney General is going to announce criminal charges, slap the cuffs on them, criminal charges against two state regulators and a Flint employee saying that there was wrongdoing related to the lead-tainted water crisis. How about that? It didn't look like that was going to happen, so bravo for them for finding out enough info to and get it corroborated to tie it to some peeps. They're going to file these charges against a pair of state Department of Environmental Quality folks and a local water treatment plant supervisor, which is very, very big. And I think somebody has to pay for this. Because you got to think about this. Michigan's drinking water, the drinking law, and they're saying misconduct, destruction of utility property, evidence tampering, violating the drinking water law. 18 months after Flint's water source was switched, while under state financial management, people drank, 18 months, drank, bathed in this crappy, cruddy, lead-filled water. Toxic water. Coursing through the pipes. High levels of toxic metal detected in the blood of some of the people, including kids. Now, what does that do? Lower IQ, behavioral problems. You can't get that back. Too late. So, good for the Michigan Attorney General. They should have been all over this. They did investigate and appointed a special counsel and sorted out. So now we got a couple of people being charged. Let the dominoes fall. Because it's just not right. I can't imagine. You know, not in my backyard is the saying. I don't want that in my backyard. None of us want lead to find out that somebody pulled a switcheroo because of money, because of lack of oversight, because of laziness, because of XYZ. None of us want to find that out. Water is the source of life. I mean, I don't know about you, but especially now, I am drinking so much water. And if my water was tainted with lead, it would absolutely affect my health. Absolutely. So I feel sorry for the people in Flint, and I'm glad that some heads are going to roll, and let's hope they make it stick. And again, I think that is one of the bright moments of the day. That is the daily salute, because somebody needed to answer for this. The elections, New York, it's in the bag. Clinton and Trump. Imagine that race in November. Hang with us.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Lady hanging with all of you here on America Tonight. So we're zigging and zagging in a few directions as far as election is concerned. New York, New York, New York. What's next? You know, we've got New Jersey. We've got, as far as primaries are concerned, also the primaries in California will be very, very big. That's for sure. So, you know, you're looking at down the line, New Jersey holds both the Republicans and the Democrats hold their primaries on the same day, and it's June 7th. So we're nowhere near June 7th, although it does seem like time is flying, doesn't it? California will be here before you know it, and California is the California primary is definitely into play now this time around for sure because, you know, there still are numbers to be put up on the board that have to be 100%. See, if they had just cleared the board, they being, and that's also, you know, in looking at the primaries, that's also June 7th. But the key is the numbers, the numbers, the numbers. And if someone like Trump or even Hillary Clinton had completely annihilated the competition, then we'd already know. So this could be convention-esque. Both have convention repercussions, let's say, whether it's for dramatic effect or perhaps for something else. But it's very, very interesting. Let's put it that way. All right. So as we motor through, I'm going to invite all of you to throw in your two cents. Do you think it's, like I said, in the bag? I mean, this is it. Come on. Hillary Clinton is not going to be toppled by the FBI. That's a fantasy. That's just something that is being pumped out there to make everybody feel good about this whole email thing, but she's not going down. And then on the other side of things, we look at Trump, and even though the establishment wants to just squish him like a cockroach that you come across in the middle of the night when you're stumbling to get a drink of water from the refrigerator, the reality is this is the peeps. These are the two. These are the two. The movie is not going to change. It's like sitting in a movie and it's bad and you think, well, maybe I'll just stay for a few more. I'm just going to stay for a few more minutes because I hardly ever go to the movies. And I think I heard on that woman's show, that Kate Delaney that says the cheap movie reviews, that this was pretty good. I took her advice and I'm sitting here. I'm going to watch this. And it gets worse and worse and worse. You wait a couple more minutes. You wait another 10, 15 minutes. It doesn't change. This is not going to change. The dialogue might change a little bit. But it's not going to change as to who we're finishing with here. The faces are going to remain the same for everybody who's hoping for a big change. Forget about it. I mean, just absolutely forget about it. It's not going to happen. All right, on that note, let's mosey on over to those phone lines that are ripe for being plucked. And let's go to Grim, who is eyeballing things in Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm laughing at you. I can't. Your commentary, I'm laughing about that.
I mean, listen, you go to a movie, it's sucky, sucky, sucky. You don't want to spend the stupid $10, but you just got talked into it. So you sit there, and it's not changing, and you just make yourself eventually get up and you say, oh, I can't take this anymore. The people who want to see something different, it's not going to change. It's not going to suddenly, we're not going to suddenly have Paul Ryan or Rand Paul or somebody else that's going to fly into the screen. It's not going to happen on the Republican side, and I don't think it's happening on the Democratic side.
Well, let me see if I can't throw in a little spice.
All right, let's have it.
Okay, first off, you know, we did this morning have Cruz on one of these lamestream media programs, you know, and he said that, you know, he's been, you know, there's been some people listening to your show, Kate, because the woman asked, you know, would you accept the vice president position, you know? And, of course, you know, somebody that wants to stay a king, you know, and doesn't want to unite and make America great or do anything for America, just thinking about himself, says no. So we got our answer there. He will not accept the position of vice president, you know.
Right.
Just further proves my opinion about him. Anyhow, you better watch your stock market and your 401k this week and next week especially. Did you hear that the king's going to try and consult with a bunch of princesses? And he may get shot down by one of our own rockets. No telling how many of them missiles we got have given Saudi Arabia.
Boy, no kidding. It's scary to think about, isn't it?
Air Force One may come down. And it don't take, you know, he can sit there and have a bunch of Bedouin Saab, you know, military person dressed up as Bedouin people go out there with a bunch of them 30,000 feet missiles that we supplied them with, because most everything they have, they bought from America.
Yeah.
They have F-16s. They have everything.
Right.
And, you know, you take 30 of them things and you put them in a circumference area, and if he comes over the flight path of any one of them, they can claim terrorists brought it down. But here's the spicy part. What if they did? And the country goes berserk because now we got the VP, now president. Dan loses his real wish.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, come the election period, he comes and pops up out of the nowhere.
All right, because on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is that to happen? But I understand it. We got to wrap our brains around this.
The conspiracy part is he was martyrized, created the corruption he wanted, and the dismay and, you know, civil unrest in our country, and comes back to take it over.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here worried. You know, I mean, And Congress is going to try and sue Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is saying, that's why I say watch your 401k, saying, hey, we're going to cash in our credit with you.
We're going to cash in our credit.
Well, yeah. You know, they're going to say, pay up, America. Here's what we loaned you.
And we want it now.
Yeah, you're going to see gas price go up because the Saudi oil won't be shipped.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, let's be serious about this. He's fixing to go over there and make a demand that they get involved more in this war that's going on with ISIS and what they are. They've already got a financial problem.
Yeah.
About Saudi Arabia has already got a financial problem because of the world financial problem. And Congress wants to pass a law to where attorneys can sue them. Well, you get attorneys involved, you know, and you might as well, you know, be swimming in Shark Tank.
Right.
So.
Yeah, swimming in Shark Tank. That's a good way to put it. You might as well be. Well, and for people listening, you know, none of us, let's face it, where do we feel the pinch? None of us, we don't want to see what we pay at the pump go up. We don't want to pay more for gas.
Well, what about all your investments?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They go kaput. And then your hard work, everything that you've done to try to just even play it even goes out the window.
Because, you know, besides China, Saudi Arabia has been backing us for Lord knows when until we start dropping. You know, I mean, we still got a lot of outstanding loan with. And you're going to, all because of them 28 pages, you know, and none, I can understand.
It's just insane, isn't it?
Yeah, I can draw one conspiracy right after another up. We just got to wait and see what happens. But I guarantee you one thing, I'd watch my finances this week, and I hope you got the finance guy coming on.
Yeah, oh yeah, we always do. We always put that first because, you know, this is what happens, and this is what we talk about, that you are really sitting at the craps table because we don't know where it's going to go. Yeah, we have no way to know, but we know that there's a lot of rumbling around us and shaky, shifting sands.
First off, as president, I wouldn't be going over there and making a demand. I'd be asking to come over to where I can have powwow with them at Camp David instead of going
over
there.
That makes sense. Yeah. Instead of making that move over there, I agree. And plus, just the whole structure, the power structure of you come to us and we've been there. Absolutely. Grim, thanks. You may have two cents you want to throw in on Trump, on Clinton, head-to-head, Trump and Clinton. I mean, seriously, put your politics aside for a second. Handicap this. It's like we do with sports. Who wins this, really, honestly? Trump and Clinton, if it really boils down to those two and they can't be foiled. Because trust me, it's like Mario Brothers. Both of them are the brother everybody wants to fall. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Listeners of America Tonight, it's unbelievable how much email we get. We're going to go to that in just a second, so thanks. I know that you're sending them all kinds of times during the day. That's the world we live in, isn't it cool? Tomas in Michigan, you have the floor. Hello.
Well. You know, let's talk about time there, Kate. You know, because this is what everybody's going to be talking about tomorrow and the next couple of days because they listen to your show, okay? If I lend you some money, $20,
mm-hmm.
and you tell me you're going to pay me back $20, is that good? Or is there a little something missing in that agreement there?
It's, the interest is missing.
The time is when are you going to pay it back, right?
Yeah, that's, the time and the interest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to charge you interest. I just want my $20 back. But see, that's what people That's what people are going to be asking Trump this week now. Okay, you say you're going to send them all back. When? Okay, you're going to hear that again and again and again. When are you going to do that? Okay? How long is it going to take you to see? Because it's easier to say you're going to send them back. But when, that's the big one. That's going to pop up. That's where there's something else that they're going to try and hit Trump with this week. Because he just, I mean, 90 delegates, that, matter of fact, just washes away all the little backroom GOP activists, caucus wins that Cruz had over the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know, because Trump won 90 tonight and Cruz won, you know, about that many, you know, in the last 3 weeks with all this shenanigans. So I would have to say, you know how they've been saying Cruz is conservative and he's respected and all that stuff? Well, tonight the Cruz campaign got copulated.
I like that. Bravo.
Now, remember how he did use that word against Trump, so I just thought you'll probably hear that again too this week. But it's back where we were a couple weeks ago, and I got a feeling that Trump is going to get it on the first ballot, and if he doesn't, it's going to be his show. It's going to be like, you know, let's make a deal, the Super Bowl and the World Series all wrapped up to one. And then I'm sure he's going to use the line, "You're fired," in that convention a whole
you're
bunch
fired.
Of times.
Yeah.
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 Because, you know, the people, you know, if he comes up with 1235 or something like that, they're not going to go for this stuff here. And you know, Cruz, he's just being used by the GOP establishment. You know, there's a lot of money out there hoping that the establishment, whoever it is, will be able to, you know, put somebody in there, because, you know, that $135 billion that went to Iran, you have to use that money. You can't just have money and not use it. It's like water. If you don't drink it, it does you no good. Okay? And so what is Iran doing with that money, Kate? Us businesses are going to Iran and they're building stuff and they're getting, there's a lot of businesses making money.
Yeah.
And you know what? They like the Democrats because the Democrats are not going to say anything about that. But they don't like the Republicans because the Republicans keep saying, well, we can't have that deal with Iran. I'm going to rip it up the first day I get in office. The only problem is, and here's something else that'll probably come up this week. The Republican strategy will be, they're going to rip it up, but it's not a unilateral treaty. It's not between the United States and Iran. It's between the United States and a whole bunch of other countries in Iran. So what's going to happen is the United States might pull out, but the other countries are going to stay with Iran, and their businesses are going to make money, you know?
Right, so, right. And then we won't. People in the United States won't.
I mean, of course, now with a guy like Trump, he may be able to say, okay, well, you know, if you Europeans want to do that, don't try and sell your stuff over here, you know, or something like that. You know, he might know how to make a deal, whereas, you know, the Democrats, they're not going to make a deal. They're just going to say, yeah, hey, just throw some business our way. But anyway, tonight the Cruz campaign got copulated, and copulated, T-E-T, copulated.
I got you, Smarty Pants. Yeah, I love that. The word. This is the one word. The one word week here on the show. Tomas, thanks. That was funny. And he made some great points, too. I mean, really, seriously. That's it. Cruz, done. Cruz on. He'll hang in it, but there's just no absolutely no way. On that note, let's turn and check the mail and go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. We pay him a lot of money to do that. So this one is from Christopher, who says, Kate, Trump rules, so no matter what those old men and their cigars of the establishment think, meaning the Bush blue bloods, too bad, so sad, Trump in your face, 2016, make America great again. Whether he's the best guy or not, he's better than some of the other idiots out there, and I would take him any day over those career politicians. We move on to Howard, who says, Trump does it, Delaney. What'd we tell you? Everyone knows it's Trump. regardless of how people feel about him, at least they have an opinion about him, right? Unlike Mitt Romney. All right, one more on that side. This one is from Bernie, who says, thumbs down on this whole Trump thing. Are we a bunch of morons that we have to elect a loudmouth business billionaire from New York as our president? How humiliating. I might try to do an Alec Baldwin and jump over the border for Canada. Although Alec Baldwin did not go to Canada, as you know. Let's take something on the other side. This one is from Connie, who says, Kate, it's Clinton, and I think everybody should just leave her alone. Or maybe they shouldn't leave her alone. The more people beat up Clinton, the more the people who want to protect her get their shackles up and figure out clever ways to try to get her elected. She's definitely going to be the president, and everybody else can take that in their pipe and smoke it. Ooh. This one from Phil. I'm not sure I'm crazy about Hillary Clinton. I don't hate her as much as some other people hate her. And I don't think she's necessarily as nefarious and evil and awful as people say. She just is one of those people that's not well-liked. However, I would take Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Ooh, this one from Columbia, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to your show. I really enjoy it. Hillary Clinton is going to be the nominee for the Democrats, not Bernie Sanders. I really do like Bernie Sanders. I think he has a good heart. It's easy to make fun of him, and I know they do that great character. You mentioned it on Saturday Night Live. But I think he's definitely in a better place than some of the other candidates. He's just not electable, and that's the biggest problem overall. This one from Mark, who says, I am tired of all of the politics. Thank goodness on your show, at least you talk about some other things. I can't tell you all day long. I flip around. I'm not saying that some of these people aren't good at their craft, but it's just so darn boring to hear the same thing over and over again. It's the same yell, the scream, you know, who's on whose side, who wants to take who down. And frankly, it's just nauseating. It's nauseating. We're like a nation of droners, whiners, complainers. Come on, give me a break. I like that. Come on, give me a break. Well, you know what I say? If you don't vote, don't complain. So if you're going to vote, then you can complain all you want. You know, that's the beauty of a democratic system. And there's nobody, let's face this, it's like when I think of the question, there's nobody 100% across the board that we're all going to like. It's just not. And if you find that person, I want to meet them because I just don't think that person exists. Go back in our history and who's the 100%er? I don't know, George Washington. But it's just human nature. We all like different things. And it's like finding the candidate that lines up with you 100%. I don't really think you do. Somebody who's close, you like their ideology, you think that they're strong or they're somebody who is deep into connectedness and I care about the people. I don't know. It's, you know, anymore, it's like you get the representative of the person. And, of course, that's part of the process because you have to have campaign managers. You have to have a flock of people around you. You couldn't do it yourself if you wanted to. You just couldn't. It's not physically possible, first of all. And then the spin people control the flow of the media and who comes in and who gets out and, you know, what's being said and what bubbles up. And if there is some controversy, how crazy it becomes when there's controversy. And, you know, ultimately, it is partly the system. So it is hard to tell when you scrape away all the polish who is real. You think you know, but who is real? Or who's getting the reputation of not being so real, but they actually are? Is there anybody that's left that's getting tagged with that, that really is the real deal, or at least their real deal? All right, let's take something a little bit different. This one is from Cletus. I like that name. Cletus. Cletus says, Ms. Delaney, I saw the attack. I saw some notes on the attack that happened overseas in Kabul. I feel so sorry for those people. The Taliban, just as evil in a different way as ISIS, they all need to be stomped on. Absolutely. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Moving music. I don't know. If you know a good garbage can,
oh, do they ever.
Only a joke.
I took the bus downtown with all the sad men and their friends. Smelly guy made a sound, singing everyone down.
Of America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us. And really the main story is the scat in New York and the fact that Clinton and Trump win again. Like I said before, you really couldn't have written this script. You asked me 4 years ago, who do you think's going to run for president next time around? Well, we could give you the cast of characters that were obvious, but the not-so-obvious ones, well, and Clinton was the obvious one. But for the Republicans, not so much, especially Trump. Trump was, you know, his name gets mentioned. Remember, he used to be asked all the time, you should run for president. and there would be this conversation, and then it would die. But the conversation didn't die. It started back last June, and it continued, and the drumbeat was there. So Trump, for better or worse, inspired or infuriated lots and lots of people, and now it's all culminating in just a couple of months because we are midway through April. So you think about that. You got May, June, and a chunk of July, and boom, there you are at the convention. By the way, we'll have a special correspondent at the convention, so we'll get all the skinny on what's happening in Cleveland and in Philadelphia, too, by the way. So it's be a whole lot of fun to hear from him on the ground and what the, again, what that's ultimately like. Besides what has happened, the buzz in the backyard over politics and New York, now there's still some other primaries like New Jersey and California up for grabs. And California is a big one because a lot of delegates come along with a very, very big state on both sides. But I got to mention this because I talked about, you know, I had problems over the weekend on Sunday getting anything, getting in and out, flying in, problems with internet, everything, flooding, because we had just, again, terrible rains in the state. And really, so from Houston to Dallas to San Antonio to Austin, everything's grounded. And Houston has really gotten hit the worst. 6 people confirmed dead, flash flooding. More than a foot of rain has been dumped on that city and on some of the surrounding towns, and it's pretty horrible. They say that there is even a teeny-weeny chance of some more Wednesday rains, but this rainfall is just a killer. The power grid was down. This is Harris County is a huge county there. They had to close the schools. They've seen a surge in population. A 30% jump since 2000. That's big. And they don't have the system to support what's happening there. They have creeks that overflow and more people evacuate. They have highways that were being hit by a wall of water. Brutal stuff. And when you talk to the Director of Environmental Planning and Sustainability Research, at a very big university, Texas A&M, they're big for doing this. They say Houston is the number one city in America to be injured and die in a flood. I mean, this is it. You live in Houston, there is a chance, wrong part of town, wrong neighborhood where you're near water, you really are risking it. That's pretty much what they're saying. In fact, they're saying that the city should offer some buyouts to homeowners in those areas that chronically flood and turn the land into open space, and that they should upgrade their building code to mandate elevating structures in flood-prone areas. Because you just can't throw up your hands and say, oh, boy, I hope we don't get a lot of rain. That's not big picture. That's stinking thinking, and that's dangerous thinking. How about the 180? Wow, another foot of rain, 6 people dead, more people part of wet water rescues, over 1,000. We got a problem here, folks. How do we fix it? Let's do it. Let's turn it around. It's a dilemma. Let's come up with some action steps. And they say no matter what drainage system you build, anything will struggle with the kind of volume in such a short amount of time. Well, of course. But let's give people a chance. Because you're not going to clear areas in Harris County. People aren't going to say, oh, boy, I'm done. I'm moving. I mean, maybe a few, but not a lot. Not enough. And it's scary, too. You see the cars and the flooding. Oof. And people in their cars, getting out of their cars, not realizing it's that bad, falling into the water. Man, I can see how they had all these water rescues. I really can. Awful. I mean, absolutely terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So Greg Abbott looking for money, looking to say this is a state of emergency in these areas, the governor in Texas, which is a smart thing. So, I mean, you don't want to be in that nasty water either. And so what do? You think about it. Hurricanes, more humans there, floods. And what is it? What is it you do? I think you certainly help the people. I think you come up with an answer. You come up with a solution with structures. And think about the buyback deal. I don't think they'll do it, but I think it's worth thinking about. How about this? We've talked about this before in the show a ton. Remember what happened in Connecticut, in Sandy Hook. We talk about what happened at that elementary school that ultimately was torn down because it was just so horrific. So a Colorado school district, check this out, is going to arm security officers with semi-automatic rifles. They said no more. 10 of them, in fact. Douglas County School District. They've got Bushmaster long rifles. They're spending $12,000. The guns, they say, will be used by trained security officers. Officers won't be stored on school grounds. They'll be locked up in patrol cars. They'll be deployed into a locking mechanism that's inside of the cars and only deployed if there's a situation when they need to be. I'm going to say it's smart pool. They want to make sure that the staff, the students, the parents, the community don't feel like they're on shaky ground every single time they get that panicky call. So I love it. I'm going to say bravo, especially not on campus. So, you know, you cannot, you got to make sure they're trained. Train. Otherwise, it's the goon squad and it's scary. But if they're sincerely trained and know what they're doing as much as you can, I have a kid on that campus. I'm going to say I think I feel better about it. And the gun is not there easy for someone to get. I'm going to say, yeah, absolutely. If they're trained, it's a good thing. Let's make the perpetrators, the perps, let's make them the victim instead of the innocent kids. Let's do that. It's about time that a county school district has been able to do it, and this is the one. Not without controversy. It's really a 50-50 proposition. I say the key thing is they're trained. Let me say it again. They're trained. If they're trained in the art of using the weapon, it's with them, it's not in the school, then they can respond immediately. So, boom, call. They're there. Boom. They have the right weapon. Because, frankly, that's also part of the problem, even if response time is super, super quick. Once again, thanks for tuning into the show. The guy in the back, the guy still trying to vote in New York. Forget about it. You weren't on the rolls. You were with those 125,000 others. My, oh, my, oh, my, that is a scary thought, isn't it? Thanks to the trio who helped put this on, and take care. We'll see you again.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.